Now we're going to have our Gloria, and she's going to give us testimony. She's the one that does the flowers.
Without God, I wouldn't be able to do the flowers. He's everything to me. My testimony is about how important is the telephone. I think it's really a royal telephone when you think about it, and that's the song that will be played later. When I was about 5 or 6 years old, I was bitten by a brown snake. And if the neighbour hadn't had a telephone, I don't know what Mum and Dad would have done. And I was rushed halfway to Atherton, because we lived 9 miles out, and then met the ambulance, who tied a handkerchief around my leg. We didn't use tourniquets in that day. Tied a handkerchief around my leg and rushed me to the hospital, where Dr. Atone, which all the old people of the area will know that doctor, he wiped my leg where the snake had bitten me, and then he cut through the bite mark and he sucked the poison out with his mouth. So, you know, without the telephone, where would I be? That's the start of my story. Mum and Dad never had a phone. They run a business without a telephone. And nowadays, you can't do anything without a telephone. Prayers are like a telephone to God. You know, we can phone our friends, and in talking, you can pray over the phone with your friend, and your friend can be in another country. So it's a very important telephone. I think it was Alexander Bell that produced it, and he wouldn't have produced it if God hadn't have given him the knowledge, the determination to do that. So we Google on it, we play games on it, we do business on a telephone. The telephone saves lives. It also helped to save my granddaughter's life many years ago. My mother sent me and my brothers and sister to Sunday school. And when I found out, I loved going until I hit about 12 years old. And I found out that Mum had plans for me. Well, that's when I decided I wasn't going to do anything, she said. And I wouldn't go to Sunday school anymore. And anyway, her prayers at the time that I would become a Sunday school teacher, which I didn't want that. I didn't want anything to do with God. I wanted nothing to do with him at all, or anything that Mum said. I was really anti. But anyway, it took 55 years of Mum's prayers for me to become an RI teacher in the schools. So her prayers, we must never give up on our prayers. God holds them in the palm of his hand for a time such as he knows best. Now, God's timing is perfect. I met Rodney when I was 17, and he was a Christian. And Mum said to me, oh, he's the pick of the bunch. And I thought, yeah, you could go and jump for that one. But I married him. and within a couple of months, I became a born-again Christian myself at a Billy Graham's crusade. But later on, that was when I was 20, and later on when I was in my 30s and got up to a lot of mischief, I gave my heart again to the Lord. And then when I reached my 40s, I gave my heart again to the Lord. So I believe, you know, we do it, but sometimes we do it again later and a few times later. All my sons are born again Christians, and my grandchildren are all born again Christians, but you can't get them to church at the moment. they just won't go. I don't really think I've got much more to say. Other than the telephone is a really important, it's a real royal telephone. When we get on the phone to our friends and we pray over the phone with a friend, you know, we're actually, it's like a telephone to God. You know, when we lie in bed at night and we don't have anybody with us, you know, when you're a widow, you're on your own. You can talk out loud in the dark, and you know that God is listening to you. And He's there every inch of the way. He's there for you. That's all I've got to say.